Oasis Audio presents The Stuffed Bear Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. An Unbearable Emergency. A roomy car carrying four children and their grandfather made its way up into the mountains. As the car climbed higher and higher, the children in the car yawned and stretched. Six-year-old Benny Alden yawned twice to pop his ears. The car was so high up, the mountains must have grown while he'd been dozing. Now he was wide awake again.
"Hey," he said, "what are those cotton balls on the hills?"
The other Alden children, Henry, Jesse, and Violet, laughed along with their grandfather, James Alden. Jesse, who was 12, turned around from the front seat.
"You'd better rub the sleep from your eyes, Benny. Those are sheep, not cotton balls. They still have on their thick winter coats. That's why they look so fat and fuzzy."
"Not for long,"
14-year-old Henry said, ruffling Benny's brown hair.
"Peggy and Doc Furman told Grandfather our visit is just in time to help them with sheep shearing. I'd like to see that."
"Know what I'd like?"
10-year-old Violet asked.
"I'd like to help Peggy sew some of her Peggy bears. Didn't she say we might get to do that, Grandfather? I hope so."
"I know so."
Grandfather smiled at Violet in the rearview mirror.
"When I told Peggy Furman how handy you are with a needle and thread, she couldn't wait for us to stay at Woolly Farm. She's got her hands full designing and sewing her teddy bears to sell at the Old Mills Teddy Bear Jamboree."
Benny reached into his backpack. He pulled out a scruffy, sad-looking teddy bear that often went along on family trips.